Today is Thursday, August 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's just start out with a little bit of a Twitter read. I backed off the music a little too much. So Kathy Bacon says, "Hey Adam, I'm guilty of saving heavy-duty plastics from carryout, but I gift empty candle jars to crafters. But I love novelty glasses of different sizes and shapes. The middle one is the one I used when I used to be a gamer and used to drink." So that's a lot to unpack. But I was talking about the other day that Mark likes to save the plastic containers from stuff. I don't remember what I was talking about, but he does. And I did see a cute glass jar that some kind of Filipino sandwich spread came in. And I was like, oh, we need to save that. So I'm becoming more like him. But I like Coke glasses. And so Kathy Bacon has a lot of different size. And I too love kind of, variety shaped glasses, we'll say. I just like a glass that has an interesting shape. So Gary says he wants to see my shiny because I said we were going out to look for shiny Pokemon. And I actually posted a photo of my shiny because guess what? I found a shiny. I was so happy. And Dean Barney says he chuckles when I talk about my two shinies. And there was talk about shininess. So Baron Frosty... Did I say... I'm getting confused about what I'm saying now. Dean Barney said something about shinies. Gary did. Yeah. So, Baron Frosty says, "I don't enjoy much seafood either, Geeky Gay or Adam. I will eat tuna fish salad with lots of mayo. And about once a year, I will get breaded fish and chips type dish just for something different." And Mark says, "Being vegan, seafood is a non-starter now." So yeah, people attack me. Well, people don't really attack me, but I feel attacked because people are like, "Oh my God, you don't like seafood? Oh my goodness. What? You have such a limited diet. Blah, 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 blah. You're so picky. Oh, you're one of the pickiest people in the world because you don't like seafood. Yada, yada, yada." I wish I liked seafood. I love food. Like, I love to cook. I love watching cooking shows. I love going to all these different restaurants. Yes, I have a soft spot for fast food. It's my comfort food. Suit me. But yeah, I wish I liked seafood. It's just like, you know, some people think cilantro tastes like soap and they don't like it. And other people love cilantro. I don't know. But like I said, when we go on food tours or we do things like that, I make myself eat it. Even if I don't like it, because I'm trying to train myself, but I really don't enjoy it. I really don't. Mark says, "Looks like Adam's code is broken again. My timeline just got spammed with a gajillion podcast episodes." So I was playing around with the web. There is no code, first of all. Yes, there's been some talk about the Twitter feed because the Pride 48 Twitter feed retweets when a new podcast episode is posted for any podcast that is listed on the Pride 48 website. And it used to be a manual process that I would have to go in and add because we use this third-party service we used to. And now I created the code myself and it pulls directly from the Pride 48 database. So the moment we publish a new show on the show page, it gets added to the list and we tweet. And someone, you know, I'm a librarian, which is one of my listeners, brought up the fact that we tweeted about dubious intent, but it was really mixed minus. And I explained that But apparently Mark, who I believe is Laughing Buddha, said he thinks that my geeky gay tweeting was also related to that code that I was talking. And it's not. So just to give you guys some technical information, my preferred way of hosting podcasts nowadays is to use a WordPress account. So all of my websites, including Pride 48, actually, are WordPress accounts and, or not accounts, are WordPress sites. So we're not paying WordPress. We just, they're using the WordPress software. And there are various plugins you can get for WordPress. And there's a plugin that I love called PowerPress. And it enables you to create a feed out of any blog posts on your website. So when I post a new blog post, that gets added to the feed. So anyway, there are other plugins that you can get that are allow social posting when you do that. When you post a new post. So it'll tweet, you know, when I post a new post. Nothing to do with the Pride 48 website. It's a WordPress plugin, etc. So today I was making some changes on the website and I changed the status of a few blog posts and then I published them again. And I didn't realize that that particular plugin would tweet again if you change the status. Because I've done this before where I've gone in and edited them and it did not tweet a second time. So I know that was a very boring answer, but I just want to respond because I'm reading tweets. And so I did not write any code, nothing to do with me. I was futzing around with the website and reposted something and it tweeted and it probably was working as expected. I mean, whoever wrote that plugin probably wants it to do that. I just didn't know that would happen. So there you go. Big Fatty says he wants to speak to my manager. When it comes to podcasting, I have no manager. I am the boss. I am the CEO of my own podcast. And anyway, Laughing Buddha says, or Mark says, that Big Fatty put on his orange hat, which is an inside joke that some of you may not know unless you listen to Big Fatty online. Oh, my chair just made a popping noise. So anyway, we had finished talking about the weekend, I believe, so I won't bore you guys with any more of that. Too late, you were already bored by my WordPress story, but there you go. I have read the Twitter comments and I've done my duty. So we will talk about, nothing happened during the week, but last night we did go and play Pokemon, and man, I was rushing because I recorded it. I think it was only like a 9.5 minute episode, maybe 10 minutes. I don't do much editing, but I do top into, like I remove any silence from the beginning and end. I have the Adobe Audition application that I use to do editing. I have a template, thanks to Daniel, because he showed me how to do that a few months ago. So all the noise removal and compression and all that is done for me. I just move it over and it goes, oh, you want to do this? And it does it. And so that's all good. So I think I can edit a show in about 5 minutes. So I did that. I posted it and then we went to play Pokemon and we basically just drive around and play. It's become a little bit more difficult because they changed the radius of how close you need to be to the Pokestop. So during COVID, and COVID is still going on strong, but during the first stages of COVID, the Niantic, which is the company that created Pokemon Go, they increased the distance you could be from a Pokestop and still be able to do what you need to do. They recently reduced that again, so it was harder for us to drive around. We had to get out of the car a couple of times. But Mark and I both got a shiny at the same time. It was amazing. I mean, he's gotten a million of these now. But that was my first shiny Dialga. So there you go. Then my plan was for us to stop at Chick-fil-A and get a grilled chicken sandwich on the way home because that's on my diet. Or it's only 6 points and, you know, that's within my points limit and it's easy for me and it's fat, you know, it's fast and I wasn't going to have time to cook. We went to the Chick-fil-A. Oh my God. The line was out on the road. We were going to do curbside and then I opened up their app and this particular location removed curbside and I didn't want to go in. So we ended up going to Cane's, which is not diet food at all. And we got chicken strips and fries and oh well, it is what it is. It was good. I'm back on the horse today, whatever you say. I'm back on the diet today. So, you know, I'm going to ease my way back into Weight Watchers apparently. and then we finished up watching the women's gymnastics and the men's as well. And yeah, so most of my Olympics watching is done. Mark is watching volleyball, but I don't care as much about that, so he can watch it without me. There is a diving event that I want to see because Tom Daly is competing again. And Gary did ask me if I saw Tom Daly's, he apparently knitted a sweater or like a jacket or something. And yeah, I've seen it. I don't know why it's newsworthy, but yeah, I saw it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.